Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's up, listeners? Welcome to another episode of Thinking Outside the Boombox, your number one source for hip-hop and R&B news. My name is Ahmad, and I am your host. It is Sunday, December 19th. We are officially a week away from Christmas, less than a week away from Christmas, and I am very excited to be back here with another episode of Thinking Outside the Boombox. Have a great show for you today, but before I introduce the Dig Deeper segment for this week's episode, I do want to do a little house cleaning. Typically, before I jump into the big topic for each episode, I give you a song of the week, and I go into the press play segment, which is where I keep you up to date on all the hip-hop and R&B news that has happened since the last episode. Because the Dig Deeper song is a little bit more extensive than usual, it's going to take the entire episode, so I won't be giving you a song of the week or the press play segment on the podcast this week. But all of the links to everything will still be available in the podcast newsletter. So in the podcast newsletter, there'll be the song of the week and links to all of the hip-hop and R&B news I thought was most important for you to have at your disposal. All of that's going to be in the podcast newsletter. So if you go to thinkingoutsidetheboombox.com, right on the homepage, there's a spot where you can enter your email address and you will get the podcast newsletter in your email every single time there is an episode. Or you can go to the newsletter tab at thinkingoutsidetheboombox.com and see all the podcast newsletters there. So Definitely sign up for the mailing list, get that podcast newsletter so you can see all of the news that has happened since last week, even though I won't be able to go over it here on the podcast. So with that being said, let's jump right into the Dig Deeper segment. Welcome back to Thinking Outside the Boombox. It is now time for the Dig Deeper segment. So many of you who have been listening to the podcast for a few years know that this time of year is my favorite time of year when it comes to the podcast.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the end of the year. And this is one of my favorite parts of the year because I get to look back at all of the music we've received in 2000 and 21 and pick my favorites. For those who don't know the history of my list, from 2013 through 2017, this list has been 40 songs long with 5 honorable mentions because I wanted to combat the American Top 40 list, the Billboard Hot 100 charts, which list the most popular and commercially successful songs in the country. I wanted my list to represent the best of hip-hop and R&B, period. 3 years ago, I increased the list to 50 songs because we received so much good music that I wanted to recognize but couldn't be contained in 40 songs. This year, since it is the last year I'll be making this list for the podcast, I increased the list to 75 to accommodate more songs, so 60 plus 15 honorable mentions. The sentiment and intention of my original top 40 list remains the same. This list captures my favorite songs from those released in 2021, and they are ranked accordingly, but I also took into account impact, commercial success, and songs that created a moment that couldn't be ignored. As the world tried its best to get back to some normalcy in 2021, we were quickly reminded that America's normal is still trash. This year's list features songs that can accompany any type of mood, songs from lots of new favorite artists, and songs from consistent hit makers. And it's important to note that in order to be eligible for the list, the song had to have been released between December 1st of 2020 and November 30th of 2021. I cut it off at the end of November so that I actually have time to, you know, prepare for the podcast, do the research, write things up. There's no time to do that and get it out by the end of the year if I go all the way through December. I will be saying the honorable mentions by name, but I won't be going into, you know, a whole blurb about them because, you know, it's 75 songs this year. But the main 60, I will be, you know, saying a little bit about them. So without further ado, enjoy my top 75. Oh, and I do want to mention, I have created an Apple Music and a Spotify playlist for my list. So, you know, I'm going to talk about all these songs. If you want to listen to one of them, listen to all of them. I recommend you listen to all of them. They're really great songs. You have access to the Apple Music and Spotify playlists. In the show notes, in the description, there are links, as well as in the podcast newsletter, there are links to the Apple Music and Spotify playlist. So please enjoy my top 75 songs of 2021. So I'm going to start with the honorable mentions and then work my way up from 60 to 1. So the honorable mentions from 15 to 1 are Outside by MO3 and OG Bobby Billions. RIP to MO3. Ain't Shit by Doja Cat from her album Planet Her. On My Mind, featuring James Fauntleroy by Snow Allegra from her album Temporary Highs in the Violet Skies. Late at Night by Roddy Ricch. Count on Me by Brockhampton from their album Roadrunner New Light New Machine. Remedies by Shelly, formerly known as Drom, from his self-titled album. Stoner Lavender from Hiatus Coyote from their album Mood Valiant. Don't Let Me Fall by Cleo Soul from her album Mother. For Anyone by Her from her album Back of My Mind. Tired of You featuring Her by Young Blue from his album Moon Boy. The fifth honorable mention, From the Garden featuring Lil Uzi Vert by Isaiah Rashad from his album The House is Burning. Number four is Feel by James Fauntleroy. Number three is Intruded featuring Timbaland by Justine Skye from her album Space and Time. Number two is Epidemic by Polo G from his album Hall of Fame. And the number one honorable mention is Magnolias by Leon Bridges from his album Gold Digger's Sound. So those are the 15 honorable mentions. Definitely make sure you check out these playlists because I think it's such an amazing group of songs we have here this year. Check them all out, including the honorable mentions. They're included in the playlist as well. So you got all 75 songs in there. So let's start the list. Number 60, Red Room by Hiatus Coyote from their album Mood Valiant. I love Hiatus Coyote. Sometimes they're soulful, sometimes they're jazzy, sometimes they're funky. I love that I never really know what type of Hiatus Coyote I'm getting album to album, sometimes song to song. Red Room is a song that reminds me of Jill Scott. It's very neo-soul, and it sounds like it could have been on one of her albums. The slow-paced cadence of Napalm, who's the lead singer. Her verses, they stroll along in such a poetic way, and her high register is chef's kiss. The song is simple. All three of the verses are exactly the same, but it's reflective, and that repetition even leans toward a jazzy vibe. So number 60 is Red Room by Hiatus Coyote. Number 59, Party Plane, featuring Steph Simon, Dial Tone, Charlie Wilson, and Nancy Fletcher by Fire and Little Africa from their self-titled album. This album was one of the most surprising discoveries of this year for me. Shout out to my homie Devin for putting me on. This is the album full of the Tulsa and Oklahoman collective of artists who got together to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre by making this album. Party Plane is one of the lighter songs on the album. I like it because it shows their versatility as artists, and it shows that they can make songs that sound like radio hits just as easily as the more serious rap. Plus, any song with Charlie Wilson on it is made instantly better. Number 59 is Party Plane by Fire and Little Africa. Number 58, Blue Mesas by Leon Bridges from his album Gold Digger Sound. Leon Bridges has always embraced a more retro vintage style of R&B, one that is more old school and in tune with the genre's roots. Over the past year, his style has expanded to a more contemporary style of R&B. The soul is definitely there, but the sound is a little more modern. Blue Mesas is possibly the most beautiful song I've ever heard by Leon Bridges. The string section, his soulful yearning vocals about the feelings of being in the limelight. It's a vulnerable look into Bridges' mind, and he executes it so gracefully. Number 58 is Blue Mesas by Leon Bridges. Number 57, Honestly by Nyamza from her album Limbo. If you ever needed some sort of evidence that Nyamza, the Albanian soul singer-songwriter, could make songs like some of the more mainstream R&B artists in the game, then look no further than Honestly. It sounds like it could easily be a song on Tinashe or Doja Cat or Snow Allegra's albums. It's a simple song lyrically, but she showcases some impressive vocals and songwriting while adding another great song to her catalog. Number 57 is Honestly by Nyamza. Number 56, Niagara Falls by Rum Gold from his album Thicker Than Water. Rum Gold is such an amazing artist. He reminds me of Moses Sumney more than anyone. Those breathy, atmospheric, soulful vocals with a dreamy falsetto as he waxes poetic about being alone and moving on from a past love. His voice is ethereal and it really draws you in. He's an artist to watch for sure. Number 56 is Niagara Falls by Rum Gold. Number 55, Headshots for the Locals by Isaiah Rashad from The House is Burning. I must confess, I didn't love The House is Burning as much as the rest of the world, but we'll get into that next week. This is one of my favorite songs from his album. Isaiah Rashad is incredibly talented at creating a musical soundscape that's easy to get lost in. His music literally always sounds good. He's a master of the vibe. The layered voices on the hook, that drawling beat, the horns that come in at the end, the even pace and tempo of the beat, his incredible flow in the verses, it's an amazing song. Number 55 is Headshots for the Locals by Isaiah Rashad. Number 54, Crossover featuring Westside Boogie by D Smoke from his album War and Wonders. D Smoke rarely misses. This new album is more melodic, and Crossover adds a lot to that vibe. The beat is very laid back, and the jazzy saxophone and chorus of voices and synths create an incredible scene, and then add on two of the best new lyricists and storytellers from the West Coast on the same track, and you have a guaranteed banger on your hands. Number 54 is Crossover by D Smoke. Number 53, Drones, featuring Kendrick Lamar, James Fauntleroy, Snoop Dogg, and Ty Dolla $ign by Terrace Martin from his album Drones. I wasn't expecting another Kendrick Lamar contribution other than his album this year, but I got one. Drones reminds me very much of the sounds of To Pimp a Butterfly, which is very jazz and funk influence, especially with Kendrick's additions to this song. But that makes sense since Terrace Martin was a large contributor to that album and Kendrick's sound. Everyone in this song adds so much to it. Even with the excitement of Kendrick on this song, everyone adds to the vibe equally. Snoop Dogg, Ty Dolla, James Fauntleroy, they do as much heavy lifting to make this song groovy as Kendrick and Terrace Martin do. I really appreciate when artists mostly known for playing an instrument or producing on other albums put out solo work and is really good, and Terrace Martin is solid for that. Number 53 is Drones by Terrace Martin. Number 52, Scatterbrain featuring Ludacris and Jid by Conway the Machine from La Machina. I feel like one of the best collaborations of this year went relatively unnoticed. I love when Conway collaborates with artists outside his Griselda collective because it allows us to hear him play off new voices and talents. He tries out some new flows on this one. Jid murders his verse as usual, one of the most consistent young rappers in the game right now. And then Ludacris comes in and reminds us exactly who the hell he is. Ludacris is an artist who needs his flowers for what he's given hip-hop. I need a Ludacris tribute at an upcoming award show. He's an incredible lyricist, always able to deliver verses with a killer instinct and a full employment of his personality. This was a really great collaboration. Number 52 is Scatterbrain by Conway the Machine. Number 51 is Exhausted by Her from Back of My Mind. One of the things I love most about her is her ability to take feelings and emotions that most people can relate to and bring them to life in her music. You've felt these emotions before, but she makes you feel them all over again with her potent delivery. Exhausted is a simple musical arrangement, some piano keys as the primary melody, and then bass follows backing up that melody. But for the first full minute of the song, it's just her and the piano. There's a slight echo on her vocals, so the ending of her words stick around. She's harmonizing with herself in the background. A voice box humming in the outro ends the song with a soulful vibe. These simple touches elevate the song, and the tone of her voice literally makes it sound like she's exhausted. I love arrangements like this that sound so strong with so little. Number 51 is Exhausted by Her. Number 50, Toxic, featuring Lil Durk by Summer Walker from Still Over It. I feel like Summer had a few songs on her first album that really connected with a lot of her women listeners because they were so relatable. Songs like Playing Games, Girls Need Love. Well, Toxic is that song for this album. Summer eats this beat up as she talks about something she knows all too well, detailing a toxic relationship. And Lil Durk was honestly the perfect choice for this song. I don't know how he does it, but his melodic flow and his own unique way of discussing relationships was the perfect companion for Summer Walker's performance. Number 50 is Toxic by Summer Walker. Number 49 is 95 South by J. Cole from The Offseason. When we all finally press play on J. Cole's album, and that bass comes in, reminiscent of Jay-Z's You Don't Know, and then Cam'ron starts hyping up the song, and then Cole says, "This shit too easy for me now," that he starts to just obliterate the track so calmly, then there's more Cam'ron. Then the chants enhancing the intensity of the song, Cole's flow gets more aggressive, more menacing, vocal samples in the background, Cole's flow in verse 2 goes insane, and then that Put Your Hood Up Lil Jon sample. This is one of the hardest songs released this year and an incredible way to start an album. Number 49 is 95 South by J. Cole. Number 48, Range Brothers with Kendrick Lamar by Baby Keem from The Melodic Blue. This song went viral because of Kendrick's nonsensical top of the morning verse in the second half of the song. But the true testament of this track is Baby Keem holding his fucking own and going off over the menacing beat. He got personal, delivered some crazy fire bars before introducing Kendrick, and the back and forth that they had was enthralling. To top it all off, Kendrick's hilarious ad-libs at the end of the song were absolute gold. Number 48 is Range Brothers by Baby Keem. Number 47, Unloyal featuring Ari Lennox by Summer Walker from Still Over It. Something about Ari Lennox's voice just makes every song it lands on that much better. Summer Walker sounds great on this song, but Ari is just such a special talent. The production of this song is smoky, it's jazzy, it sounds like an offspring of Call Tyrone by Erykah Badu. It sounds like Ari and Summer would be sitting on stools on stage at a smoky jazz club performing this. Whoever is playing the saxophone in the background deserves everything in the world, whatever they ask for. And Ari gives some incredible vocals like only she can. This was the best decision Summer Walker made on this album. Number 47 is Unloyal by Summer Walker. Number 46, Rap Star by Polo G from Hall of Fame. I slept on Polo G for so long, but he's one of these new rappers whose melodic rapping delivery is actually quite nice to listen to. He's got nice vocals, and he's a really good rapper. This song became Polo G's first number one song on the Hot 100. It's incredible to get that at the young age of 22. He touches on it all in this song, wealth, fame, the ups and downs, all over a beat crafted around a ukulele. It is wild. Number 46 is Rap Star by Polo G. Number 45 is P.O.D. featuring Hakeem Olajuwon and Saint Dominic by Fire and Little Africa from their self-titled album. Another song from the Fire and Little Africa project. This one is a little more rap heavy. Both Hakeem and Saint Dominic from the Fire and Little Africa collective handle the rapping on this one. Hakeem's fiery up-tempo rapping on the first half of the song is juxtaposed by Saint Dominic's slower delivery over a beat centered around a saxophone loop, some guitar strumming, and vocal harmonies. It's a real solid collaboration from two of the MVPs from the Fire and Little Africa album. Number 45 is P.O.D. by Fire and Little Africa. Number 44 is Lord I Need You featuring Sunday Service Choir by Kanye West from Donda. I made a lot of exceptions this year. Despite how I felt about Kanye over the past half decade, I wanted these final year-end lists to reflect the best of the best, so I allowed myself to allow Kanye's music to be eligible because there is actually a lot of Donda that's worthy. All of Donda is heavily gospel-inspired, but this song is one of the best gospel-inspired tracks he's made. It's honestly a gospel song with a rap verse in the middle. Kanye touches on his strained and ended relationship with Kim Kardashian and delivers some of the most touching bars I've heard from him in years. And the production is just great. The Sunday Service Choir remade a song which gospel artist Brianna Babineau sung on her YouTube page. And I love when the production for a song is achieved in an unorthodox way. It's like they were digging in the crates, per se, and they've mastered that gospel choir sound. They sound so good amidst Kanye's earnest lyrics and tone. Number 44 is Lord I Need You by Kanye West. Number 43 is Seeing Green featuring Drake and Lil Wayne by Nicki Minaj from Beam Me Up Scotty. This was a new song addition to Nicki's Beam Me Up Scotty re-release. Seeing Green sees the return of the Young Money MVPs, Nicki, Wayne, and Drake to the same track. This is the seventh time they've been on the same song and the first time since 2017. Their chemistry with each other is beyond reproach. They bring the best out of each other and always seek to bar each other up competitively. The song samples an iconic R&B song, In My Mind, by Heather Headley, which makes the song hit harder if you recognize those yeah yeahs in the background. Nothing deep about this song, just three hip-hop legends getting seriously about their pen for nearly 40 bars each, and don't make me choose a favorite because they all went hard. Number 43 is Seeing Green by Nicki Minaj. Number 42, Back of My Mind featuring Ty Dolla Sign by Her from Back of My Mind. Ty Dolla Sign sure knows how to make his way onto this list. His chemistry with Her is so good. He's a great feature artist, and I love that he harmonizes with her and ad-libs behind her throughout the entire song. It's so simple, but it really helps to enhance her vocals. She stays in her lower register for most of the song, and so Ty Dolla's higher harmonies are just butter. She's so good at creating relatable songs, as this one is about an ex you just can't shake from your thoughts. It's a real solid collaboration. Number 42 is Back of My Mind by Her. Number 41 is 100 Mil featuring Boz by J. Cole from The Offseason. Whoo! When Cole gets in his bag, he digs deep. All of the elements of this song come together so perfectly to make one of the best songs from The Offseason. The song is short, but Cole packs a lot in. The song samples There's Something Missing by Double Exposure, who is a disco soul group from the 70s. Cole on a sample like this is certified gold, and then that beat drops, and Cole comes in with that up-tempo flow, and the wordplay is effortless, so much so that you won't catch everything on the first listen. Cole's verse ends almost halfway through the song, and the rest of the song is just hook and bridge, and an outro sung so nicely by Boz. And it just sounds so good, you might not even notice there was no other verse. Cole really does get better with time. Number 41 is 100 Mil by J. Cole. Number 40 is Lost Souls featuring Brent Faiyaz by Baby Keem from The Melodic Blue. Baby Keem wasn't able to include Brent Faiyaz's contribution to Lost Souls when the album first dropped, but he soon added the song to the album within a few weeks. The song was already dope as hell before Brent Faiyaz, but those smooth, silky vocals took the song to another level. Baby Keem has an incredible ear for melody and crafting songs that just touch your ears in the best ways. The hook is so catchy, and his flow on the verses is top-notch. Lost Souls leans more into the melodic side of Keem than the hard-as-fuck rapping side, and shows exactly why you gotta look out for both. Number 40 is Lost Souls by Baby Keem. Number 39, Point and Kill featuring Obon Jayar by Little Sims from Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. This song makes me want to dance every single time I hear it. It could be the Nigerian in me, as both Little Sims and Obon Jayar are both Nigerian themselves. And they create an incredible vibe on this one. The bass line does so much to set the tone, and Sims and Obon Jayar have instant chemistry to create such an authentic bop. Number 39 is Point and Kill by Little Sims. Number 38 is Build Me Up by Cleo Soul from Mother. Cleo Soul has such an amazing name because it's so fitting that she has that name and she's so damn soulful. Her voice is so serene and composed, and that, coupled with her incredible ability to write songs so beautifully that you feel the weight of the emotion behind it, makes her songs so special to listen to. Build Me Up is even better because the emotion in the song literally builds as the music and Cleo's performance swells. This song will stick with you. Number 38 is Build Me Up by Cleo Soul. Number 37, Find My Way featuring Tobe Nwigwe and BJ the Chicago Kid by D-Smoke from Warren Wonders. Man, when talented artists get together to collaborate, sometimes they mail it in and let their names carry the song, and sometimes we get a true gem. This is a true gem. D-Smoke is one of the strongest lyricists in the game right now. Tobe Nwigwe always understands the assignment as a powerful wordsmith himself, and BJ the Chicago Kid is full of soul and paints the canvas with that soul every time he sings. They all get reflective on this slow-paced, solemn track, and they truly make each other better. Number 37 is Find My Way by D-Smoke. Number 36 is My Bible by Nas from King's Disease 2. Nas is genuinely an incredible storyteller who has a way with words. He knows how to write something that's worded so gracefully or with so much power that it connects with you beyond just your ears. In My Bible, he submits 3 chapters for his own Bible, giving advice to men, women, and children. All the while, the backing melody is played on an organ. And almost how an organist will play riffs on the organ to back up a preacher, to me, that melody works to enhance how his words land. When Nas is in his bag like this, I could listen to him all day. Number 36 is My Bible by Nas. Number 35 is Sweet, I Thought You Wanted to Dance, featuring Brent Faiyaz and Faina Hughes by Tyler, the Creator from Call Me If You Get Lost. If you pay attention to Tyler's album releases, you'll notice that on every album except Goblin, the 10th song is always a multiple song, in that it's like 2 or 3 songs in one. And in most cases, that song is a beautiful song about love and or happiness and or feelings. There was Party Isn't Over, Campfire, Beamer on Wolf. There was Fucking Young, Perfect on Cherry Bomb. There was 911 Mr. Lonely on Flower Boy. There was Gone, Gone, Thank You on Igor. And now Sweet, I Thought You Wanted to Dance. This song is nearly 10 minutes long, and honestly, you don't want it to end. It's beautiful. Both Brent Faiyaz and Faina Hughes work so perfectly with Tyler and bring some amazing harmonies and sounds to the song. The transitions are smooth, and Tyler's rap verse at the end is really damn good. Tyler has an innate ability to create a vibe, and this is exactly that. Number 35 is Sweet, I Thought You Wanted to Dance by Tyler, the Creator. Number 34, Fractions by Nicki Minaj from Beam Me Up Scotty. Nicki Minaj's Beam Me Up Scotty mixtape released in 2009 was probably the last release where I enjoyed the majority of the music she released on a project. She re-released that mixtape this year, this time to streaming services, and Fractions was one of the new songs that was added. It's fitting that in this song, Nicki raps her ass off and takes us back to mixtape Nicki days. The wordplay is sharp, the flow is tight, she's witty, and it's a dope rap song. I wish for more of that from her in the future, because I'm not listening to pop Nicki anymore. I'm just not. Number 34 is Fractions by Nicki Minaj. Number 33 is Innocent featuring Justin Timberlake by Justine Skye from Space and Time. I've spoken in the past about how many artists are inspired and influenced by Aaliyah. Justine Skye is definitely in that camp, and it's fitting that Innocent samples Aaliyah's If Your Girl Only Knew. Justine sounds so good vocally, and it's also fitting that Timbaland produced this song and her album as someone who played a big part in Aaliyah's career. Justin Timberlake's contributions are icing on the cake, as he's no stranger to Timbaland-produced music. This song is a wonderful fusion of artists whose chemistry together seems preordained from above. Number 33 is Innocent by Justine Skye. Number 32 is Woman by Doja Cat from Planet Her. One of Doja Cat's strengths is her ability to rap and sing and weave in between those styles so effortlessly. Woman is an empowering anthem celebrating women and what they're capable of, their beauty, their versatility, etc. It's an Afrobeat-inspired song, and Doja really elevated the song with her rapping second verse, and she got them Jidenna vocals in the background, adding a nice layer to the song. It was an incredible way to start her album with a powerful message. Number 32 is Woman by Doja Cat. Number 31 is After Last Night featuring Thundercat and Bootsy Collins by Silk Sonic from An Evening with Silk Sonic. That bass of Thundercat and his echoing harmonies and vocals are so recognizable. Pair that with Bootsy Collins in his bag and Silk Sonic's incredible performances. There's so much funk on this song. Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars already have some incredible chemistry, but add in Thundercat and Bootsy Collins and this song's potential skyrocketed and they exceeded all expectations. This song is an experience. Number 31 is After Last Night by Silk Sonic. Okay, halfway through the list, I am going to drink some water. So bear with me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Okay, number 30, Tidal Wave featuring Ari Lennox by Nyamza from Limbo. Ari Lennox is featured on 3 songs on this list without putting out an album this year, and her performances are a primary reason the songs made the list. She's an incredible feature artist that always threatens to be the MVP of the song because of how strong of a vocalist she is. Tidal Wave is a soulful song that's perfect for Ari's vocals, but Nyamza, who is signed to an imprint of Motown, is no stranger to soul music and is a strong vocalist herself. But Ari makes any song better, and she does just that here. Number 30 is Tidal Wave by Nyamza. Number 29, Exposure by Shelly, formerly known as Drom, from his self-titled album. What makes this song one of the best songs on Shelly's album is the tenderness of it. It's a simple song where Shelly implores his love interest to give all of themselves and be as authentic with him as he is with them. It's a deeply emotional ask, and Shelly nails every note, every opportunity to make sure we feel the emotions he's giving. R&B is where Shelly should continue to devote his focus because he's really damn good at it. Number 29 is Exposure by Shelly, formerly known as Drom. Number 28, No Friends in the Industry by Drake from Certified Lover Boy. No Friends in the Industry is an aggressive, fast-paced song where Drake is just airing it all out. This is definitely the non-stop from this album. And honestly, when Drake puts the gimmicks aside and he just raps, he's top tier. The flow was crazy. His bars were tight. The wordplay was mad clever. That 3-6 Mafia sample made the beat that much more menacing. This song is hard as fuck. He was talking his shit and backing it up. Number 28 is No Friends in the Industry by Drake. Number 27 is Rolling Stone by Little Sims from Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. Little Sims showcases a lot on her album. Storytelling, songwriting, emotion, aggression, but above all, some serious lyricism and bars. In Rolling Stone, she allows herself to just spit. She's incredibly witty with a rapid flow, and she murders it. And the beat switch between verses is fire, and then she assumes a new personality in verse 2, an evil twin type of situation, and it's a really cool effect that enhances the song. Sims continues to be one of the hottest young MCs in the game right now. Number 27 is Rolling Stone by Little Sims. Number 26, On It, featuring Ari Lennox by Jasmine Sullivan from Hotels. Ari and Jasmine sound so damn good together on this song. The textures of their voices mesh perfectly, and they're both top-tier vocalists, so they know how to play off of each other. The song's content also allows them to showcase how comfortable they are with their sexuality, and some of their lyrics are downright comical. According to Jasmine, this was Ari's song originally, who sent it to her, and Jasmine was originally uncomfortable with how explicit the song was, but I'm glad she decided to take the risk because it's one of the most entertaining and exciting collabs of the year. Number 26 is On It by Jasmine Sullivan. Number 25, Wilshire by Tyler, the Creator from Call Me If You Get Lost. Every now and then you get those artists who are true storytellers who decide to just paint some vivid pictures with incredible detail for the listeners. Kendrick did it on Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. Andre 3000 does it all the time, but specifically on A Day in the Life of Andre Benjamin from The Love Below. And Tyler adds his own version to that list with Wilshire, and he recorded it in one take. Wilshire is a story about falling in love with someone, but it's just not the right time. Some of the details of this love story are given throughout the entire album, but in this song, Tyler walks us through every inciting incident, every emotion, every feeling, and it's powerful. He's an amazing storyteller, especially when it comes to love and relationships. It's been amazing watching him grow as an artist. Number 25 is Wilshire by Tyler, the Creator. Number 24, Nobody featuring Miss Lauryn Hill by Nas from King's Disease 2. We got two verses from Lauryn Hill this year, and you really got to cherish that because that doesn't happen too often. Just like on their first collaboration, If I Ruled the World, from Nas's second album, It Was Written, Nas and Lauryn Hill imagine different circumstances for themselves. This time, they imagine a place with complete privacy where they can get away from the world and be nobody. Both Nas and Lauryn show that their skills have aged like fine wine. Lauryn's still so poetic and delivers an amazing verse that addresses her career struggles and struggles with the media and more. This song was perfect for both of them, and they notched another solid collaboration between the two of them. Number 24 is Nobody by Nas. Number 23 is Fix Me by Rum Gold from Thicker Than Water. Rum Gold has been one of my favorite discoveries over the past year and a half. He's a soul singer from Brooklyn, but he's honestly so versatile. He can body a pop song, he can hone in on some gospel, and of course, R&B is his bread and butter. He has a silky falsetto, but he's also got a rich baritone. Fix Me showcases all of that. It's a short song, but the production is atmospheric, and Rum Gold ascends with this production, and it's beautiful songwriting as well. Don't sleep on this, man. Number 23 is Fix Me by Rum Gold. Number 22 is Juggernaut featuring Lil Uzi Vert and Pharrell by Tyler, the Creator from Call Me If You Get Lost. Every single element of this song came together to create something special. DJ Drama's ad-libs, a fun, frantic verse by Lil Uzi Vert, Tyler's hook, the patented Tyler sound ushering the song in, followed by those gritty bass hits, and of course, a smooth-ass verse from the legend Pharrell. This song is guaranteed to raise your heart rate, add it to every single turn-up playlist. Number 22 is Juggernaut by Tyler, the Creator. Number 21 is My Life featuring 21 Savage and Marae by J. Cole from The Offseason. 21 Savage and J. Cole have proven that their chemistry on wax is rock solid after their Grammy-winning song, A Lot. And they add another song to the evidence locker with this one. It's like 21 Savage feels inspired to get introspective whenever he raps with Cole. And he keeps cranking out fire verses when he does it. And Cole comes through with an up-tempo, aggressive flow to continue his winning streak. It's wild to me that there's no sample guiding the production on this song, because that soulful backing melody is so good. Murray pays homage to Styles P and Pharoah Monk by interpolating their song The Life in the silkiest way. It's a real solid collaboration between all three parties and makes complete sense as the first single sent to radio after the album dropped. Number 21 is My Life by J. Cole. Number 20 is Pipe Down by Drake from Certified Lover Boy. Drake does a lot of things very well. One of those things is sitting back and waxing poetic about a relationship that didn't work out the way he wanted it to. And the production is so perfect, it's a soulful canvas that Drake glides all over. He chose to sing rap on this beat for a reason, and he nails it. It's one of the best of his reflective relationship songs, and contains so many memorable lines like, "I can't believe you told me it was ride or die, because you're not here, and somehow you're still alive." This is one of my favorites from the album, to be honest. Number 20 is Pipe Down by Drake. Number 19, What It Feels Like by Nipsey Hussle and Jay-Z from Judas and the Black Messiah, the inspired album. It certainly feels like we've gotten like 20 Nipsey verses since he died, but in reality, it's been more like 10 to 15. I think this is definitely one of the best songs released with Nipsey in that time period. The song was first made in 2013 with Nipsey's verse and took many forms in the years to come. Jay-Z heard it when Nipsey was still alive and asked about it a year or so ago. It combines Nipsey's verse with a new verse from Jay, and it sounds amazing. Jay-Z is still out here out rapping these young rappers, and he's 51 years old. His verse is poignant as he addresses Fred Hampton and ties his verse to the movie while also commenting on the January 6th riots, adding some vocal harmonies from her, James Fauntleroy, Marsha Ambrosius. And you've got a really great song. Number 19 is What It Feels Like by Nipsey Hussle and Jay-Z. Number 18, Smoking Out the Window by Silk Sonic from An Evening with Silk Sonic. The third single from their album, released a week before the album, did a great job of continuing to add hype to an album they've been teasing for like 8 months. This song is great because it continues to allow Bruno and Pac to showcase their personality on these tracks. The song continues to pay homage to 70s soul and R&B. And they sound amazing on it. You can really hear how Bruno has pushed Anderson to be a better vocalist. And you can hear how Anderson has pushed Bruno to showcase more of himself in their music. It's a fun song from one of the best duos we've seen this year. Number 18 is Smoking Out the Window by Silk Sonic. Number 17 is Off the Grid featuring Playboi Carti and 5EO Foreign by Kanye West from Donda. The production on this song is incredible. The bass and the synths are infectious, and it really sets the best foundation for the artist to deliver, and they did. Playboi Carti added some great melodic contributions to the beginning of the song, and Kanye delivered one of his best verses of the past few years, although Pusha T did a reference verse for the song, so it's possibly not Kanye's writing. But 5EO Foreign was the MVP of this song, and his verse was possibly the best verse on the entire album. His flow was insane, kind of introspective and super reflective, and they really gave him the time to say everything he wanted. This song was a career-making moment for 5EO, despite the name he was already making for himself beforehand. He understood the assignment, and he made the most of it. Number 17 is Off the Grid by Kanye West. Number 16, 7 AM on Bridal Path by Drake from Certified Lover Boy. You know the formula at this point. When Drake drops a time and place record, he's about to spit. Drake is at his best when he just sits back and catches us up on what his life has been like. Like, really, his actual life. He loves to do it on intros and outros, but especially on these time and place records. What makes this one special is that not only does Drake rap his ass off with clever wordplay, crazy rhyme patterns, witty bars, and lyricism, but after all the subliminals he and Kanye have traded over the past few years, there is no question who he was addressing in this one. He got at Ye within the first few lines. He aired out all his feelings towards Ye. And honestly, from a lyricism perspective, this is the best diss track he's released. Back to Back had the production and hook that carried it to incredible heights, but Drake took extra care to bring the heat with this one. Number 16 is 7 AM on Bridal Path by Drake. Number 15 is Up by Cardi B. A lot has been said about Cardi B the last few years, but what can't be denied is the records she continues to break. Up is the latest addition to that catalog. When it reached number one on the Hot 100, she became the first female rapper to have multiple solo singles top the charts. She extended her lead as the female rapper with the most number one songs, with 5. We all wonder what Cardi's next album will sound like after the success of her debut. Despite the drill influence in this song, this is one of her more lighthearted pop tempo hits, while also delivering memorable one-liners and aggressive bars. What Cardi is doing is no light work, and if she continues to stack these numbers, it'll be hard for anyone to catch up. Number 15 is Up by Cardi B. Number 14 is Thot Shit by Megan Thee Stallion from Something for the Hotties. Megan Thee Stallion had a pretty quiet 2021, but she still had enough time to release a compilation of Lucy's, and Thot Shit is Megan at her finest. She ran back her signature formula, and we still want that shit. It's boastful, it's witty, and the bars are on point. One thing's for certain, ain't nobody doing it like Megan. Number 14 is Thot Shit by Megan Thee Stallion. Number 13 is Have Mercy by Chloe Bailey. When Halle temporarily moved to England to film the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid earlier this year, Chloe seemed to have her own sort of awakening. They created solo social media accounts. She began posting more, becoming more comfortable with herself, doing solo covers of songs on Instagram. Then after teasing it for months, she released the debut single to her upcoming debut solo album. The Murder Beats produced single is full of sex appeal, and Chloe gets to showcase her incredible vocal range while also displaying incredible confidence and making a bona fide album. She's an A-plus student in the school of Beyonce, and I can't wait to hear more. Number 13 is Have Mercy by Chloe. Number 12, Wild Side featuring Cardi B by Normani. I slept on this song heavy when it first dropped in the summer, but it caught fire quickly, and then the music video, which features some incredible choreography from Normani and some risque antics between Cardi and Normani, blew the song up even more, not to mention the TikTok challenge. This song samples One in a Million by Aaliyah, and the inspiration clearly doesn't stop there, with Normani's performance being taken straight out the Aaliyah playbook. I like Normani's music more when she leans towards R&B instead of pop, and this slow burner is exactly what I want from her. Number 12 is Wild Side by Normani. Number 11 is Industry Baby featuring Jack Harlow by Lil Nas X from Montero. Lil Nas X had an incredible year. This man has trolled America all year, all while delivering incredible performances and a solid debut album. While this song drew most people's attention because of the music video, the song itself is so damn catchy. I wondered if he had it in him to make something as compelling as Old Town Road, and he did it twice over on Montero. The man knows how to make hits, especially ones that catch on with his generation. I know this song went stupid on the radio, and the feature verse from a blazing Jack Harlow made the song even bigger. Number 11 is Industry Baby by Lil Nas X. Here we go, getting into the top 10 songs of 2021. Number 10 is Best Friend featuring Doja Cat by Saweetie. I got 7 words for you. Is that my Bessie in a Tessie? Like, come on. This song is so damn good. Doja Cat and Saweetie were in their bag. This song is perfect for the club, for a party, to blast in your car. It's a big hit for Saweetie, assisted by the ever-popular Doja Cat, and now they both got a Grammy nomination for it. And we'll definitely be discussing the Dayfree directed visuals for the song in the award show next year. Never has friendship seemed this fun than on Best Friend. Number 10 is Best Friend by Saweetie. Number 9 is Fight For You by her from Judas and the Black Messiah, the inspired album. This song won an Oscar for Best Original Song, so you better believe it's on this list. It's also got 3 Grammy nominations because it's so wonderfully written. And in the context of the movie, it's perfect. The director Chaka King wanted a song that sounded contemporary with echoes of 1968. And this Curtis Mayfield, Marvin Gaye sounding song sounds like it was made back then. But the thing is, what's changed? The plight of black people in the 60s is still in effect in the 2020s. And her, Tierra Thomas, and Demile capture that in the writing and production of this song. The sonics of the song and her vocals yearn for a better time that we're still in search of. Number 9 is Fight For You by her. Number 8 is Be Alive by Beyonce from the King Richard soundtrack. This song is so damn good and special for so many reasons. Beyonce was inspired to write a song for the movie King Richard after seeing a screening. And honestly, that makes sense. Her journey to the top is very similar to that of Venus and Serena. In the spotlight at a young age, their parents managing and pushing them forward, making it to being some of the greatest in their field. Beyonce's vocals are so powerful, and as usual, the harmonies are heavenly. The production mixes R&B and rock so perfectly, a combination Beyonce rarely performs over, but always makes unique. I wouldn't be surprised to see the song get an Oscar nomination. In fact, I expect it. Number 8 is Be Alive by Beyonce. Number 7, Good Days by SZA. SZA released this second single to her upcoming album on Christmas last year. It's essentially the B-side to Hit Different. That was last year, and it was the last single we'd get with the album still nowhere to be found. But amidst all her label issues, SZA got the first top 10 solo hit of her career and another Grammy nomination. The song's got dreamy synths and a steady guitar melody, but as usual, SZA's performance is the star of the show. She sounds so heavenly as she does what she uniquely does. SZA R&B is not like other R&B. She's inspired many, but she's hard to imitate. And this is an incredibly written and performed song. Number 7 is Good Days by SZA. Number 6 is Pick Up Your Feelings by Jasmine Sullivan from Hotels. Jasmine Sullivan has been one of the most underrated R&B singers in the game for too long. Well, this year she released her magnum opus, and Pick Up Your Feelings is one of the outright best vocal performances on the album. She slides all over that song, all while telling her love interest every damn reason she's over his shit. It's so passionate, and she shows off some incredible range while transitioning into vocal runs so easily, she legitimately sounds like she's having fun. Give Jasmine Sullivan her flowers now. Number 6 is Pick Up Your Feelings by Jasmine Sullivan. Here we go. Top 5 songs of 2021. Number 5, I Love You, I Hate You by Little Sims from Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. And just like that, Little Sims created a masterpiece. One of the best written songs in her catalog, a storytelling feat. She dedicates this song to her father, detailing what it was like and how she feels growing up without a dad in her life since he left at a young age. But it's the empathy and compassion she shows trying to see things from his perspective and trying to reason what life must have been like for him that shows just how strong she is mentally and lyrically. She has such a way with words, and she expertly showcases that here while also stripping herself bare for the world to see. Number 5 is I Love You, I Hate You by Little Sims. Number 4 is Family Ties, featuring Kendrick Lamar by Baby Keem from The Melodic Blue. Baby Keem spent a lot of time cracking into the mainstream this year, performing this song on award shows, getting actual radio play, getting on video game soundtracks, getting nominated for 2 Grammys. And the fact he released the song with Kendrick, not featuring Kendrick, definitely helped. We hadn't heard from Kendrick really in album mode since 2018 when Black Panther dropped, so it's been a while. And this song was clearly his Guess Who's Back moment. It's a dope song that puts his new label, PG Lang, one which Baby Keem is signed to, on the map. Kendrick's got flows on flows. He's having fun just being one of the best rappers in the game. And Keem does a great job of holding his own. The beat switches are insane. The beat itself with those horns sounding like an alarm, building the intensity for their performances. It's one of the best rap songs this year. Number 4 is Family Ties by Baby Keem. Number 3, Life of the Party featuring Andre 3000 by Kanye West from Donda Deluxe. This song went through a lot to be released. It originally featured a Drake diss by Kanye, but Andre 3000 didn't know about that and he voiced his disappointment publicly. Drake leaked the song himself. It was a mess. It really was a mess. But when the song finally officially showed up on Donda Deluxe, the original verse without the Drake diss was there and the song revealed its true form. A beautiful song with 2 rappers commiserating about losing their mothers and another all-time Andre 3000 verse. Even the DMX clip at the end is a clip of him riding an amusement park ride with his daughter was touching. Incredibly poignant verses from Kanye and 3 Stacks make this one of the best songs released this year. Number 3 is Life of the Party by Kanye West. The number 2 song of 2021 is Essence featuring Tims by Wizkid from Made in Lagos. Nigeria, stand the fuck up. This song was technically released in October 2020 when Wizkid's Made in Lagos album was released, but it was re-released as a single this April, and that was enough for me to feature it here because it's an amazing song that really rode a wave this year. It was the first Nigerian song in history to chart on the Hot 100 and the Global 200. The song didn't need Justin Bieber, but he hopped on the remix anyway and pushed the song even further. It's the smoothest mix of Afrobeats and R&B, as Tims provides some sultry vocals that mix perfectly with Wizkid. They're both Nigerian, and I swear they got some serious chemistry on wax. The song is sexy, it's sensual, it's so authentic, and it makes you want to burn a hole in the dance floor. Number two is Essence by Wizkid. And finally, my personal number one song of the year, and I think you should know what it is. It's Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic from An Evening with Silk Sonic. I mean, let's be real. Is there any song that you heard more than this one this year? They released this song in March, and it remains the best song they release as a single and the best song on the album. It's a buttery, slow jam that oozes charisma. It sounds like it was plucked directly from 70s soul, but Anderson .Paak's contributions ground it and keep it contemporary. It's a song that could easily fit right in on Bruno's last album, 24 Karat Magic, but Anderson brings a silliness to the song as he lets his personality shine through, and Bruno sings his ass off like we know he can. There are many performances of the song this year made the song that much more special, as they brought a different flair to each one. Bruno and Anderson .Paak are an incredible match, and that is true more than ever on Leave the Door Open. 4 Grammy nominations, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year for this year, and I guarantee it's leaving there with something.
You know what I mean? I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with something.
So that is my top 75 songs of 2021. I hope you enjoyed me sharing my thoughts about each one. Like I said, the best thing you can do, you know, besides listening to this, is go listen to that playlist, because it's a vibe, and I think it really, really captures, you know, what we received this year in music. So thank you all for listening. That is it for the Dig Deeper segment this week. I will be back next week, the day after Christmas, with the final episode of 2021, and that is my top 35 albums of 2021. I should say projects, because it is a list of 25 albums, 5 honorable mentions, and then my top 5 EPs of 2021. So it's 35 projects strong. I'll be doing that next week. The following week after New Year's, I will come back with the most anticipated albums of 2022. And then I think I'm taking a break till January 23rd, where I'll be back with another farewell tour episode. So a lot of things coming for Thinking Outside of the Boombox. I thank everybody that's listening, any new listeners, any listeners that's been rocking with me from day one. Thank you all for tuning in. You already know where you can find me. The website is thinkingoutsidetheboombox.com. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at TOTB, the podcast. And you already know what it is. It's Thinking Outside the Boombox, your number one source for hip-hop and R&B news. Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.